Emergency traffic continues. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
And we're going straight to Utah County where we have this this accident that was on the overpass of I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, but part of the trailer that this truck was carrying didn't make it fully onto the overpass. A tow truck is now on the scene, but it has affected traffic on the main flow of southbound I-15. The exit ramp still closed to traffic. And if you're on the main flow of southbound I-15 approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard, right lanes are blocked to traffic. We're seeing stop-and-go delays stretching back into American Fork. Also coming into Utah County, we have some heavy and slow traffic mounting up from the point of the mountain to SR 92 in Lehigh. Mark?
Well, it looks like you got trouble there at the South Interchange involving the South Belt 215. Looks like southbound on-ramp at 4700 South right there at the I-15 Interchange. Looks like not only do you have slow traffic on the south belt, but you have slow traffic as well on the southbound side of I-15 at the South Interchange, so expect a few extra minutes delay there. And then in Davis County, you're starting to tighten with delays. Northbound I-15 right about 200 North Kaysville. We really have some pretty big delays as well this evening on SR-193 coming through Hill Air Force Base to the freeway, I-15. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. RX Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offering special zero down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. RxSolar.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast.